KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And it'll be Katie Plotkey to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net. Joust picked up. Saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson sets to the outside. Here's the attack. Blocked! The Northwest is your state champ! Kennedy Keyser!
Tonight, it's a top 10 matchup in Grand Island as the defending Class B state champion Northwest Vikings battle the Aurora Huskies. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
14-all. Ryan Kirby with the serve. Handled there by Brown. Hall sets right side. Blocky's attack is overpassed. Right back to Carlini. Hall sets Blocky again. Right side. Termination. Championship point number two for Northwest.
Number one Northwest has only dropped two sets in their 12 matches so far this season. One of those was to number four Aurora, who tried to snap Northwest's 39-match winning streak tonight. It's the Huskies and Vikings coming up next. But first in New Tech's Heat pregame show, we'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech's Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gymnasium at Grand Island Northwest High School. It's time for Tuesday night volleyball with two of the best teams in Class B. And according to the Omaha World Herald, two of the best teams, regardless of class, in the state of Nebraska, as Grand Island Northwest is ranked second and Aurora is ranked 10th in the all-class top 10 updated today. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Getting ready for the second meeting of the year between these two teams. Aurora comes in with a record of 11-2, and their two losses coming at the very prestigious Beatrice Tournament the first Saturday, first weekend, Friday and Saturday. And they split their games with Lincoln Pius the 10th, their other loss coming to these Grand Island Northwest Vikings, but they did go three sets. For Northwest, they've only went three sets twice, and that was with, well, in the best of three. They've only lost two sets all year. To Aurora and to Waverly in that Beatrice tournament, winning it. And the Vikings are 12-0 and on a 39-match winning streak after capturing the 2012 State High School Volleyball Tournament last season. And they're on pace to try and do that again. We're going to hear from head coach Diane Rose here in just a little bit. It was senior night. The reserve game did go three sets. Grand Island Northwest did win that. In fact, they were up 24-20 in the first set, and Aurora came back and scored six in a row, and then Northwest pretty much ran away with the next two sets, but they did go three, and that's why we're starting just a little bit late here tonight. But it promises to be a very good varsity match. Last year, Aurora went 23-11 with four of those losses coming at the hands of Northwest. They could see each other again, of course, in the conference tournament, and they are in the same district tournament coming up in November. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and be back with more right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, you can hear all of our high school sporting events on the World Wide Web. Just log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com. KNESSET.com. Not only can you hear the live action, you'll be able to hear the podcast of tonight's game about 20 minutes after the conclusion. And tomorrow we will have photos up, live photos from tonight's action on PlatteRiverPreps.com that you can download and use for free. PlatteRiverPreps.com, keeping you up to date on the very latest in high school sports. Yesterday, we had a chance to catch up with Northwest High School volleyball coach Diane Rose on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Diane had a big weekend. She was inducted into the University of Nebraska at Kearney Hall of Fame. Of course, a great career there at Kearney State, UNK now, and had a big weekend there. And, of course, her volleyball team, the defending champions, they're 12-0, had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Vikes.
Let's start with the weekend. That had to be kind of fun. There were some really good people. I guess I would say I knew most of the people, so that's why I know they're all really good people, including yourself, going into the hall. Tell us what the weekend was like.
It was really fun for me and awesome just to go back and think about all the times that I spent in Kearney and at UNK. And I kind of laughed about, like, who goes to college in the same town that they go to high school? And I just felt really good about the town of Kearney, and I wanted to stay. And then I drove to Grand Island for, I think, 8 or 9 years before we actually moved here. So it was a very nice weekend. The parade is awesome. I was just amazed by what everybody did in Kearney. And the banquet, the football game, all of it was just really, really nice. Made an old lady feel good.
Now, Diane, what year did you start coaching volleyball at Northwest?
1984-85 was my first year, and I was a freshman coach for 2 years and an assistant coach for 2 years, and then I've been a head coach for 26.
Good enough. Well, I coached against Grand Island Northwest volleyball when I was at Ravana.
Oh, God.
The game did not take very long. I knew immediately I needed to get out of this sport and do something else.
I'm sorry, Doug. I'm sorry.
The world, Jimmy, thanks you for getting out of volleyball.
Yes.
and doing what you did do. Diane, let's talk a little bit about your volleyball team. We're going to get a chance to see you play Aurora tomorrow night, and we'll have that game on Classic Hits 98.9, 7:30 approximate. They're one of only two teams that has taken a set from you, and they're pretty darn good.
They are really good. And, you know, Class B this year is just packed with really good teams, and it's going to be a battle, no doubt about that. And they're very well coached. They've got some great athletes. They've got experience. It's a rivalry. It's going to be quite the night for volleyball.
What is it, and they've got, obviously, the Teal Girl is outstanding, if I said that right, and I don't even think I did. They've got an outstanding all-stater. What do you do, if anything, different against them tomorrow?
You did say her name right. She's a really good athlete. She's been a good athlete for a lot of years. We're kind of like, when will she graduate? And when they start as a freshman and play a lot, it's difficult. You can only try to corral her. I don't think you could ever stop her. And the thing about Aurora is they've got some other really good kids, too, and that sometimes don't get the limelight. But just like on our team, there's a lot of kids that contribute in many ways, but they may not get their name in the paper. But Taylor is a really good athlete. We try to set away from her. We try to make her dig. We try to do some things so that they can't run a faster offense and things like that, because she's tough to stop. She's very good.
Tell us about your team. Diane Rose is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How different would you say your team is this year compared to the one you had on the court for the state championship last year?
Well, I would say there's probably a world of difference in a lot of ways, is because they all know each other's name and have played together for a little while, because last year in May, we didn't even know who was going to be here. And we spent a lot of time in the summer and in the fall just trying to develop some team chemistry, and we have that this year. And they know each other, and some of those kids are different kids, and they're a little more confident, a little more comfortable. And senior class is a great leader, and I'm going to tell you, Doug, that this team is just amazing. I love going to practice. It is not me at all. It's my staff and the kids. And somebody told me once that if you don't have the animals, you ain't got a zoo. And I think I got a zoo. I got some really, really good athletes, and they get along, and they just do so many things right as a team. And it's just fun. It's a challenge for me to try to challenge the kids, even just to keep making them better. And am I doing the right things? When you have such good kids, you want to make sure you're running the right drills and doing the right things and saying the right things. So we hope we're doing that.
Well, things obviously have been clicking along so well here for quite some time, and being in the state finals for six consecutive years and getting over the hump last year. Will we not know as far as drive goes, as far as hunger, until this postseason, or can you tell that there was no difference from being state runner-up to state champion from these girls for this team?
You know, I have a hard time with that because so many people talk about that, and those kids, every one of those kids on every one of those teams wanted to win state just as bad as the ones last year. And a lot of it has to do with who you play and how it sets up for you at state. And I'll tell you, Lincoln Pius and Omaha Gross were just stacked with Division I athletes for many years in a row, and we just ran up against something that was difficult. And I had some awesome teams, and we had a couple years where we probably could have or should have won, but it's a tough thing to do, and you graduate really good kids, and for us to get back there, I'm really proud of those kids. And you know, things just worked out really good for us, and it's not like we waltzed through the state tournament. It was tough, and it was a really tough match, and Gretna gave us everything we wanted. So a lot of it has to do with how it plays out with other teams, too, and somebody beating somebody works out for you. So we just feel really lucky that we're able to get it done.
Hey, Diane, that's a great point as a coach. There were lots of teams that I coached, too, that had really good teams. But we just happened to run into a buzzsaw district before they had the wild card and couldn't participate down there. And Grand Isle Northwest basketball team gets beaten districts, you know. But guess what? They get to go get the wild card. This wild card's been good, at least getting the right teams down to the state tournament. You're right. Every team I had wanted to win just as bad as somebody else. But all of a sudden, a ball that goes into the net or a ball that hits the line kind of decides the outcome sometimes. So you're right. It's very close a lot of times.
I think that's just hard, and it's probably harder on me because I think the kids changed, but we got runner-up again, and the kids changed, we got runner-up again. It got to be a joke for some people, and it was really hard on me because I felt like I should have done something different, or what am I doing wrong, and we got them to that point, and it just, the competition in Class B is so high, and it can be point or, you know, just like a ball that's hit out of bounds or a ball that was touched, or the momentum in the game of volleyball is just crazy. And it can make coaches crazy. So, we know. We feel like we're very lucky that we, you know, got some things to go our way, and it was a very good team. Wild card is awesome. I know I won state as a senior in high school. It was because of a wild card. So I don't know. I think we're trying something different this year, and I hope that it gets the right teams to stay, but I think there's always some good teams left at home.
All right, Diane, we'll wrap it up with this here. There's still plenty of great teams on your schedule, starting with Aurora tomorrow, but you stay busy the next two weekends. You host your tournament on Saturday, and then you make your annual trip out to Scotts Bluff for the Twin Cities tournament, which always sees some different teams. Start with your tournament. Who are the teams we're going to see over the next two weekends?
We are going to be playing York and Columbus SCOTUS and hopefully Omaha Scut if we make it through to that point. So that's a real easy tournament, I guess. No, not at all. I'm really nervous about that. But also in the tournament is Hastings and Lexington. And, you know, that's something that we feel like we have a really good tournament. Aurora this week, obviously on Tuesday. It's going to be a hard week for us. We better be ready to play. And we play some excellent competition. And then next week we go out to Scotts Bluff. And you always see a little different kinds of volleyball. And those teams out west make you challenge in a different way and see some things, and some Wyoming teams, things like that. So we better be ready to go.
And that was Diane Rose, head volleyball coach at Northwest. Chatted with her yesterday on ESPN Radio's Doug and Danny show about her volleyball team and induction into the UNK Hall of Fame. Of course, right across the net, Lois Hickson, who has had plenty of success in her years as well, and Aurora, two legendary coaches getting ready to do battle here tonight. And you're listening to the new Tech Seed pregame show as we look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, let's take a look at the starting rotation for the Lady Huskies of Aurora. Up first will be number 13, 5'11 junior Alex Schneider. She'll be followed by number 10, 5'11 sophomore Kylie Hickson. Number 26 is a 5'10 senior, Ashton Noctegal. Number 18, 5'11 junior, is Allison Penner. The big hitter is number 4, headed to Bradley University, the 5'11 senior Taylor Teal, and number 25, 5'7 junior Logan Olson. The libero for Aurora is number 3, 5'7 senior Ashley Richters. The head coach at Aurora is Lois Hickson, assisted by Lauren Ackerson, Katie Scott, Emily Chanson, and Becky Ferris. Aurora's 11-2, ranked number 4 in the state, and number 10 in Class B, that is, and number 10 in the all-class rankings in the Omaha World Herald. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Northwest Lady Vikings. They'll start with number 3, 5'3 senior center Kenzie Burnham. Number 1, 5'6 senior outside hitter Aaron Sorhan. Number 17, 5'11 senior middle Alyssa Martin. Number 4, 6-foot senior center and right side hitter, she can do it both, Katie Plocky. Number 25, 5'10 senior outside hitter is Mackenzie Brown. And number 26, 5'9 senior middle hitter is Kennedy Keiser. Lillibero is number 30, 5'9 senior Angelica Carlini. The head coach of the Northwest Lady Vikes is Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy, Lindsay Harders, Lindy Davenport, Danielle Holsenbach, and Kelly Rail. They are 12-0, the defending state champions in Class B. They're ranked number 1 in Class B and number 2 in the all-class state volleyball rankings in the Omaha World Herald behind Millard West. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Because of our great summer sales of new vehicles at Killian Motors, we have a great selection of good used vehicles in stock. We also just received a shipment of another truckload of program vehicles, Buicks, Chevys, and GMCs. If you're looking for a car, SUV, or late model pickup, we have them at Killian Motors. Plus, don't forget our great service department and body shop for the best service after the sale. All at Killian Motors, a place where people have come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
There is some really good volleyball action going on around the area tonight, and already Grand Island Senior High has disposed of Columbus in straight sets. So Islander fans, get on over to Rosencrantz Gym. More good volleyball tonight here between Northwest and Aurora. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they're in Lincoln tonight for a triangular with Lutheran and Omaha Concordia, team that they have become very familiar with. Kearney playing North Platte tonight. Kearney Catholic took the first set from Wood River, 25-15, just down the road here on Highway 30. For Hastings, their 6-0 squad, trying to go to 8-0, hosting McCook and Crete in a triangular tonight. Adams Central is in St. Paul with Boone Central for a triangular, and St. Cecilia is taking on Donovan Trumbull. That is also going on tonight, triangular action. So plenty of action. Heartland Lutheran also has a triangular going on with Palmer and Burwell tonight. And over at Loomis, Bertrand and Overton, two of the state-rated teams in D, are part of that four-team tournament over there. So there's some real good matchups tonight. Also in Class B, this isn't it for the state-rated matchups tonight. Also going on in Class B tonight, Gross is playing Pius, Elkhorn's taking on Norris, and Gretna is taking on Elkhorn South, all state-rated teams, according to the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star. As we said, it is senior night here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium, and they are doing some different fun things here tonight. The invention of the iPad, as they've all got it in the student section and the band section. And so they are ready to introduce the starting lineup here for Grand Island Northwest, having some fun at Rosencrantz. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Athletic Director Rocky Alman for all of his help, as always, here at Grand Island Northwest. We're about ready to get things underway. We do want to remind you that our next volleyball action Thursday will take us down the road to Elm Creek. And Elm Creek will be welcoming in two other Fort Kearney Conference members in SEM and also in Loomis. And that action will get underway at 5:30 on a Thursday. Our Friday night football, it's Ravenna at Centura here on Classic Hits. Blue Hill and Southern Valley on the breeze, 94.5 FM. And Kearney Catholic will be taking on Central City on ESPN 1460. and 15-15. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Aurora and Northwest, serving up right after this on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Some cross country going on today. Down at the Franklin Invite, the Bertrand girls finished first, Bertrand Loomis first, Kearney Catholic second, Katie Randall is your individual champ. And on the boys' side, Kearney Catholic wins it, Alma is second, Colin Muesch is your individual champion. But right now, we are ready for volleyball action. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for making Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com your choice for high school sports. It will be both teams wearing the black uniforms, which always makes it interesting for the announcers and the fans to watch, but it looks like the opening toss will be won here by Northwest, so they'll serve it away, and it'll be Kenzie Burnham back to serve it away. Setting back three defensively here for Aurora, ready to get it underway. The second meeting of the year between these two teams. Short serve, handled the middle. It's overpassed, and a free ball is immediately terminated to the left wing by Aaron Sorhan. And Northwest with our first point. This duel is the best of five. We play into 25 unless we get into that fifth set. Second serve now for Kenzie Burnham. Burnham, this one floats it into the back right-hand corner, picked up by Olson. Set middle, the first swing for Aurora is down and good by Kylie Hickson. And again, it's not all Taylor Teal, as Coach Rose told you there in the pregame interview. Teal has 120 kills. Right behind her is Hickson with 107 on the year. So these two teams do a good job of moving the volleyball around, and back to serve it away will be Bethany Wilson. She checks in for Aurora. The pass is off the mark, and from the back row, Brown takes it over for Northwest. Aurora sets outside. Here's Hickson again. Near side attempt is out of bounds and wide. Northwest 2 and Aurora 1. And right back into the ball game, Maggie Grosshans. Grosshans gets in for Aurora. Standing way back at that service line is going to be Aaron Sorhan. She takes a run at it and lets it fly. Cuts it far side for an ace. Couldn't handle it in the back row, and it's 3-1. Grand Island Northwest. Sorhan, the transfer over from Grand Island Central Catholic before last season. A valuable addition to this Viking team. And Sorhan at 3-1 first set, fires another beauty right down the middle, handled there by Olson. Set to the outside from off the net. It's tapped into the net that time by Hickson. Seemed like she hung in the air for quite a while and just couldn't get a lot on it. Two in a row for Sorhan, 4-1 Vikings, game one. And Aaron fires it away again. A lot of top spin on that one. Over pass, free ball. Brown on a quick return, but deep and out of bounds. Brown with the right idea, but just sent it deep. And the arrow will get Aurora their second point. Back to serve it away will be Kylie Hickson, and that will bring the 5'11 senior Taylor Teal into the front row here for Aurora. And the jump serve into the net. Service error makes it 5-2 Northwest, checking in for the Vikes. Kennedy Keyser back into that front row. Checking out will be Mallory Beckman, just a freshman, Alyssa Martin checking out. Deep serve, might have been out of bounds, but Aurora played it. Now they're off the floor trying to just bounce it back across, and they'll pass it over. Handled there by Carlini, the libero. Standing spike across by Brown. Diving save out of the back row. Hickson passed into the net, though, by Aurora. And the Huskies, a few too many errors early on, and Coach Lois Hickson is going to come off the bench, call the early timeout. She's trying to settle her girls down. We're in game one. Northwest 6 and Aurora 2. We'll be right back.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the timeout, we're back to action here at Rosencrantz Gym. The back row attacked by Hickson is taken right back over by Brown, and Aurora will bring it from Teal. Teal is blocked out of bounds by Plocky and give Teal her first kill. Side out here for Aurora. Katie Plocky, whale of a player here. Not only can she set, but she can attack. She's in the top two attackers on this team with Brown. As the serve is across to Aurora, they'll go to Plocky, rolls it over the double block, and no one's on the backside to pick it up. And Katie will have her first kill. Right back over to Northwest. Makes it 7-3 Northwest here in the opening set. Northwest will rotate in Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher will check in at the right side, and back to serve it away will be number four, Katie Plocky. Quick one to the middle. Teal stopped by Brown. Mackenzie Brown with the first ace block of this match, right up there with Keezer. But it's 8-3 Northwest. Off to a comfortable lead here in the opening set. Plocky to serve it away again. Katie serve. Line drive down the middle, picked up by Hickson. Here's the set. Teal in the middle. Tips it across. Plocky picks it up. Northwest will set to the outside. Brown had to go with a running set, and she got it to drop. Mackenzie Brown, who's coming to UNK to play basketball, shows why she's just as talented on the volleyball floor right there. We were talking about Plocky. Second on the team in kills. First on assists. Right there, and ace serves as well. She rockets that one back to Hickson. Run down by the setter, Penner. Back row attack by Hickson. Dug out there by libero Carlini. Passed into the net. It'll be blocked down by Aurora's Taylor Teal. Teal over the top with the block and a side out here for the Huskies. But they haven't been able to get anything going early on here. Haven't scored off their serve yet. And Allison Penner will try and change that. Two seniors in the starting lineup. Three juniors and Hickson, the sophomore. And the serve not handled cleanly in the back row. It'll be smacked across there from the 10-foot line by Brown. High set right side. Huskies drop it across. Logan Olson.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Carlini stays in the middle of the floor. Plocky sets right side. The attack by Keezer through the block, and it's good. Kennedy Keezer with her first kill. Fourth different Viking to pick up a point via the kill, and it is 10-6. Brown on the Northwest, and it'll be Mackenzie Brown to serve it away here. Brown, a lot of top spin on that one. It's picked up by the libero Richter, set right side, a little slide getting over there. Teal from well off the net, drives it over to Plocky. Now back row attack by Carlini, dug out by Richter's, good pass. Right side attack, swing is off the line wide by Aurora. And missed it, just missed it, Logan Olson. 11-6. There was some heads looking around there for some help, but did not get the call. Brown to serve with Northwest up 5 at 11-6. Northwest sets to the middle. Aurora will go to Teal. Teal, middle attack, and she'll get her second kill. 11-7. One and done. A bump set spike, and now Taylor Teal will go to the back row to serve it away here for the Huskies. Four-year starter for Coach Lois Hickson. As Seed Northwest, plenty of time. She wants to get a win against him here tonight. As the serves across, Sorhan, big swing left side, overpass by Aurora. Above the net, Sorhan tips it down. Richters was able to keep it alive, but all it did was leave it dangling above the net for Aaron Sorhan's second kill. And it's 12-7 Northwest. Again, all the way to the back wall here is Kennedy Keiser. She's going to try that big jump serve. Fires it down the middle, picked up there by Richters. Tap in the middle. Aurora's going to get the kill. First time for Alex Schneider. So the Huskies move it around a little bit there. Caught Northwest off guard. 12-8. So it was 6-2 early, and since then we've just kind of played the last 12 points even. And slapping the serve across is Olsen. The set is made by Martin. Middle attack, Northwest is down, and Sorhan is going to be deep and out of bounds, they say. Northwest thought they got the point, but it'll be called wide. And it'll be Logan Olsen to serve it away again. Chance to cut it to two, but that one is deep and out of bounds. 13-9, Granada Northwest. First set, Northwest will bring Kenzie Burnham in. And checking out will be Aaron Schleicher. Back to serve it away is Kenzie Burnham. Wood River took the second set from Kearney Catholic, and a little bit of a surprise there. Wood River and Kearney Catholic tied at a game apiece in their duel. Aurora gets a kill from Kylie Hickson. And after that timeout, they've settled things down a little bit. Hickson with her second kill. And back in to serve will be Bethany Wilson, the 5'6 junior. 13-10 Northwest, first set. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Aurora. Strong serve to Sorhan, set outside Plocky over the double block. Nobody's there in the near corner. And Plocky just had to get it over the block, and she did. Kill number two, 14-10 Northwest. Won't allow Aurora to go on any kind of a run, at least not so far. And Aaron Sorhan will serve for the second time here in the opening set. Got a couple of points, including an ace last time, but this time it meets the middle of the net. And that'll be the first service error on Northwest. Aurora to serve it away. Kylie Hickson, 14-11, Northwest game one. Hickson fires a nice little topspin serve across to Carlini. Set off the net for Brown. She dunks it across. Good dig there and passed over, but it's a free ball here for Northwest. Set made by Burnham. Middle attack is going to be driven to the back row. Dug out that time by Hickson. Aurora goes to Teal. Near side attack is dug out. Carlini stays in the back row. It'll be rolled over by Brown. Best rally of the match so far. Dumped across there by the center in Penner. Northwest is ready. Brown's attack. Dug out back row. Hickson set outside. Here comes Teal. The ball's blocked up front, but Aurora digs. Shoved across by Grosshand. Great point. Brown to the outside. Off the tip, and it's dug again. Aurora will get a swing. No, they're going to dump it across. Northwest with Plocky. Over to Brown. Has to pass it over, and it's out of bounds. And the long rally is won by Aurora. Great rally that the Huskies end up getting the point on and cutting it to two at 14-12. Got a great crowd on hand here tonight at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. And they just saw a heck of a point there. Kylie Hickson to serve it away again. And her powerful serve draws Brown into the back corner. They set it back to McKenzie about 8 feet off the net. Drives it across. Another great take out of the back row by Hickson. And they'll dump it across. Northwest cannot return. I believe that was Ashton Noctegal that was the last one to tip it. Her and Teal were both there. And it's a point for Aurora, and they've cut it to one. 14-13, midway through the opening set. Hickson with the mini jump serve. Knuckleballs it across. Plocky on the attack. Dug out in the back row by Olsen. Dumped across to give it a free ball. Brown's ready. Another nice dig in the back row by Hickson. Teal blocked up front. At the net, we've got a chance. That'll be won by Northwest. Give the kill to Martin. She's the fifth different Viking to get a kill, and Northwest will keep the lead at 15-13. But Aurora, the key, keeping that ball in play a little bit longer. And to serve it away, Angelica Carlini. Down the back middle, they'll pick up there with Gross hands. Dumped across quickly again. Northwest, back set right side. Plocky drives it into the corner. That'll be good enough for the kill. Third kill for Katie Plocky. Side out here for the Vikings. Aurora used an early timeout. So they've got one remaining here in the opening set. Two for Northwest. And the serve across by Carlini is into the net. Service air, right back over to Aurora. It is the libero, Ashley Richters, 5'7 senior. Three seniors on the team, all were in the opening lineup. Richters has the libero, but she puts it in the net as well on the serve, so the teams exchange service errors. And back in, Aaron Schleicher, 5'11 junior right side, 17-14 Northwest. And back to serve it is Plocky. Neither team over-subbing here, using 7-8 girls so far. Serves in the back to Hickson, stays there, and Hickson will just tip it across. Northwest has it in the front row to Brown. Brown around the double block, down and good. One thing about the Northwest attackers, when they get a good set, it's pretty hard to get a good enough block up. Brown with her second kill. Ninth kill of the first set for Northwest to go along with an ace block and one ace serve. Plocky now with 3 points on serve. Got a couple last time she was back there. And so after it was cut to one, Northwest now up by four, looking for more. Bump set to the outside for Olsen, drives it across, Sorehand, good pass to Plocky, outside Brown from the left wing. She'll roll it across. It's dug out there by Grosshands. Back row attack, Hickson off the net, and it is picked up there by Northwest, quickly returned. Down low to pick it up is Grosshands, tipped across by Teal, and Sorehand has it. Another rally going, Northwest sets it back, and Schleicher will drive it down. Aaron with her first kill. And that will be the sixth different Viking to register a kill here in the opening set, 19-14. Plocky to serve. Just about enough cushion here. And it's an ace, 20-14. In favor of Grand Island Northwest, second ace serve here of the opening set. And Aurora will adjust to put four players back now defensively. Northwest has done a good job of moving their serves around. It's not like they're going at the same person. Serve stays in the back row, though, getting a swing on it. It'll be blocked up front off the swing from Olsen. It's blocked up front by Kieser and Schleicher, and timeout on the floor. Grand Island Northwest, after seeing their lead cut to one at 14-13, has went on a 7-1 run here in the first set. Northwest 21, Aurora 14.
He captured our hearts.
There he goes. He's running to midfield. Listen to this crowd. As Jack Hoffman just scored a touchdown.
He took his story national.
And the fans have decided that the SV goes to
Jack Hoffman.
Now it's our turn to give back. The Team Jack Radiothon. All of Nebraska coming together for a great cause. Thursday, September 26th.
You can help Team Jack on the Breeze 94.5 Thursday afternoon, 2 until 6.
As always, a big thank you to the sponsors who allow us to bring you exciting high school sports no matter what the venue is. Tonight, it's top 10 volleyball action from Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Here in the opening game, it is Northwest 21 and Aurora 14. Northwest has scored 5 in a row on the serve of Katie Plocky, including an ace. Let's make that 4 in a row on her serve, including an ace. Nonetheless, Plocky still there after the final Aurora timeout. Strong serve, clipped the net, but came across. Picked up there by Hickson, set back to her at the 10-foot line, drives it across. Sorehand with the dig, set to the outside Brown. Brown this time will be blocked. And the ace block goes to Allison Penner. Second ace block there for Aurora. The Huskies in desperate need of getting the ball back, and they do. Schneider checks into the front row, and it'll be Penner to go back and serve it away. The lefty finally got some points on the board the last time she was back there from the service line. Good strong serve, but Northwest goes middle. Brown tips it across. Good dig out that time by Olsen, and then it's slapped into the net. Well, when Olsen dug it, it threw him out of system, and they weren't exactly sure what to do. And the ball ends up in the net. Hastings College coach Pat Buttermore on hand watching some of the action here. There's plenty of good talent on this floor. 22-15, Brown serves. High set to the outside. Olsen off the tape, and it rolled over the double block for the kill. Logan got some love from the tape, and he'll get the ball back over to Aurora. 22-16. Game one, best of 5. And serving it away will be Taylor Teal right down the middle to Carlini. Here's the short set outside, Sorehand, and on the quick, it's down. Aaron Sorehand. On the 23-16 lead, we'll send Kennedy Kieser back to serve it away. 2 points away from an opening set victory here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here from Rosencrantz Gymnasium on this Tuesday night. And the jump serve, the toss was way off the mark, and Kennedy with that big brace on her left knee just doesn't get a whole lot of elevation for that jump serve. And it will be an error back over to Aurora and Logan Olson to serve it away. Picked on up the last time she was there. Needs a good run here, though. Good strong serve picked up by Sorhan. Set right back to the middle. Sorhan's there. Dig made above the net. It'll be tapped across by Noctigal. And Northwest will have to free ball it back across. Chance for the Huskies. Short set. Right side attack is going to be Schneider. And deep. Out of bounds it goes. And it'll be game point for Grand Island Northwest. Kenzie Burnham back in to serve it away. The 5'3 senior has game point number one on her serve. And Burnham fires it across. Softly down the left side to Hickson. Here's the set. Left side, it'll be just tapped across. Down and good. In the net anyway, Northwest. Noctigal will get the kill. Didn't matter because in the net was called on Northwest. We'll give Noctigal credit. And in for Aurora will be Bethany Wilson to serve. But they will need six in a row off her serve. The most they have picked up at any one time is two. So it's game point number two here for Northwest at 24-18. And Wilson's serve left corner is deep and out of bounds. And that is the end of game number one. And Grand Island Northwest continues to stay undefeated and have only lost two sets so far this season as they had a nice run there after it was 14-13 to go up 21-14 and coast home with a 25-20 victory. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carey.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carey Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carey Chiropractic on Facebook.
For a better life, for you and your family.
Back to work, back to play, back to life. That's the goal of Grand Island Physical Therapy. With 25 years in business and over 100 years of combined experience, GIPT is the largest rehab provider in central Nebraska. Their specialized therapists work with all parts of the body and all diagnoses. Great people, great service, great results. Grand Island Physical Therapy, online at grandislandpt.com.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at some of the numbers from the opening set. First off, here's what I had for Aurora. Taylor Teal had an ace block and two kills. Kylie Hickson had two service points, two kills. Alex Schneider had a kill. Allison Penner, two service points and an ace block. Logan Olson, a service point, two kills. And Ashton Noctigal had two kills. Aurora had nine kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had two service points. One of them was an ace and three kills. Katie Burnham had a service point. Katie Blocky had six service points. One was an ace and three kills. Alyssa Martin had a kill. Aaron Schleicher, an ace block and a kill. Mackenzie Brown, a service point, an ace block and two kills. Kennedy Keiser had a kill. And Angelica Carlini had two service points. So a lot of Vikes involved. 11 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves. And Northwest takes the opening game, 25-20. We'll be back with set two right after this on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Time to get the second set underway, and Aurora will serve it across. Quickly returned by Sorhan as we're underway. To the outside, Hickson, big swing, and a nice dig out of the back row by Carlini. Sorhan close to the net, rifles it off the double block. Aurora able to keep it in play. Hickson again from the left wing will roll it over the double block, and Sorhan with the dig. Middle attack, Northwest down and good. Alyssa Martin with the first point of our second set. Northwest won the opening game by a score of 25-20. And now back to serve it away will be Kenzie Burnham. Burnham, number one in their service rotation, will fire that one back middle to Taylor Teal. Set middle, Hickson. She's blocked up front by Martin. Northwest waits for it again, and that time it's through the double block. And Kylie Hickson will get her third kill, and Aurora ties it at 1-1. The Huskies a good hitting team, obviously 11-2. They've dug it out. Teal leads the team in that remarkable stat as well. The leading attacker, also the leader in digs. Northwest from the outside will get the kill. Plocky will get the kill. They had to double check to make sure that it was inside the antenna, and the linesman said, yes, it was. 2-1 Northwest, and Aaron Sorhan does serve it away. Sorhan takes a little run at it, drives it across with a lot of top spin, picked up there by Olson out of the back row, shoved across. Northwest, opportunity on the free ball, and Mackenzie Brown will terminate. Third one for Mackenzie, 3-1 Northwest. In game two, after winning the opener, 25-20. Earlier tonight, Grand Island Senior High swept Columbus, and at last check, Kearney Catholic and Wood River were even at a set apiece. Here's a middle attack for Hickson. Aurora drives it across. Northwest has it right back with Martin, dumped over there by the Aurora setter and Allison Penner, and that's good enough for a point. Penner with her first kill, and Aurora will get the service back. Kylie Hickson to serve it away here for the Huskies. Best of five. We're just underway in game two. Beautiful jump serve by Hickson. Picked up by Sorhan. Set off the net for Brown. She's blocked at the net. Dug out, though, off the nautical block and slapped back across by Alyssa Martin. Aurora gets back to work. There's Teal. She's blocked, but it's out of bounds. Taylor with the kill. Third kill for Taylor Teal, and it's 3-3. At the service line is Kylie Hickson. She'll go for two in a row, trying to give Aurora their first lead of the match. And the jump serve by Hickson is in the net. So again, Aurora just has not been able to put a run together from the service line. Of course, credit Northwest. You're going to have to side out with them a lot, exchange points, hope to scratch out one more here and there than the Vikings do if you want to pull the upset tonight. Angelica Carlini returns the serve error into the net. So the teams exchange them. And back in is Ashley Richters for the Lady Huskies. 4-4, game two. Northwest took the opener. Miss hit it. That's three straight service errors. Back over to Northwest. And into the front row will be Schleicher. She rotates in for Burnham, who serves and plays the back row. And now Katie Plocky to serve it away. Plocky slaps a beautiful one down the middle for an ace. Plocky with her second ace of the evening. And Northwest has scored three straight points off the service game. One ace and two Aurora errors. 6-4. Plocky serve. That one is deep and out of bounds. So was trying to move it around. And that's five straight serves without any kind of a return. Four errors and an ace. 6-5. And Aurora will serve it away with Allison Penner. Penner taking a little extra time here. Northwest, an 89% serving team, not the best in the world, as Brown rolls it across and gets the ball right back. 7-5 here, Lady Vikes. Mackenzie Brown back to serve it away. A lot of seniors in this lineup for Northwest, especially in the starting rotation here. All six seniors and their liberos are seniors, so big year here for Northwest as they serve it in the net. All of a sudden, we better replace the volleyball here, as that is five service errors out of the last seven service attempts between these two teams. Katie Plocky fires it across. And Aurora finally gets to make a play here. Or Northwest, excuse me, gets to make a play. And it's going to be driven down by Sorhan off the Teal serve. Aaron Sorhan with her fourth kill. First of this game. 8-6 Northwest. They won the opener 25-20. Best of five here against Aurora. And Kennedy Keiser will serve it away. And Keiser with the high toss fires it into the net. And I don't know how much longer Coach Rose will go with Kennedy doing the jump serve there. It's just not, there's no benefit to what we've seen so far tonight from Kennedy. And Keiser with four aces, 10 errors coming into the night. She's already had three tonight, so something's off the mark. As Northwest on the attack error from the middle, and we are seeing way more mistakes here than what we saw in game one from both teams. It's 8-8. Aurora serves again with Logan Olson. Across to Sorhan. Plocky sets it back to Aaron in the middle, and the quick is driven down and good. And Northwest still has yet to relinquish the lead in this match. And back to serve it away will be Kenzie Burnham as we move quickly through that rotation with all the one-and-done serves and errors. Back to serve it away. Burnham ready to go. Goes opposite corner. Overpass here by Aurora. Good job of staying out of the net and just returning at that time by Penner. Set outside. Vikings and Sorhan is deep. Out of bounds. 9-9. And Aurora will bring in Bethany Wilson to serve it away. So you wonder if the changes that were made between game one and game two have really thrown things off the matchups here, because so far this has not been a pretty second set. Plocky swats it across off the block of Penner. Aurora is able to get it to the outside. Hickson over the double block. Brown tries to keep it in play. Plocky shoves it over. Free ball here for Aurora. Bump set to the back row, and so Teal just sets it across. Run down northwest. Standing spike. Martin might have been out of bounds. Aurora played it. Off the left wing, it's set across, but wide and out of bounds. And Northwest is going to get it. 10-9. Well, we always talk about how volleyball is the biggest momentum-swinging sport that we can think of. And the excellent play we saw in Game 1 is nowhere to be seen here in Game 2. Sorhan's jump serve, handled there by Olsen. Middle attack, dumped across by Hickson. Good dig that time by Burnham. And it'll be set across and in by Mackenzie Brown. Aurora looking at it, staring at it with eyes that were hoping it would go wide, but not that time, and Brown has her fourth kill. So Aurora, no. Did they overturn that? It was signaled in, and now they give the ball to Aurora, so excuse me. And it comes back with a service error, so Aurora had taken the lead there at 11-9. Now we're all messed up, 11-10. Northwest with the service error. I just had my numbers backward. The black unis got to me. I knew they would. And another service error, this time from Aurora. 12-10. Neither team has taken a timeout because it stayed close. There's no need for that timeout, but with the experience these coaches have, it might be time for a word of wisdom as Nocticle comes across on the slide here for Aurora. Dug out there. And picked up by Carlini, set deep and out of bounds by Northwest. Another error. And Aurora with the volleyball, 12-11. There is no doubt the attack percentage here in game number two is negative for both teams. And there's a service ace. Northwest was playing well off the back line, so it looked like the serve by Ashley Richters would be deep. Instead, it was a good 2 feet in. And we are tied 12-12. Richters with her first service point, and it's an ace. Tries again. Fires that one across. Picked up Carlini from the back row. Plocky drives it across. Aurora near the net. Penner slides it to Teal. Near side attack down and good. Fourth kill for Taylor Teal at Aurora. 13, Northwest 12, midway through the opening, or excuse me, the second set. Northwest won the opener 25-20. Aurora trying to survive here until they can find their mojo. Richter's going for three in a row. Clips the net. Across it comes. Sorhan is able to dig it out. And it's passed back over. Aurora, not a very good pass to the outside. Olsen got a good swing, but it is deep and out of bounds. Point for Northwest. 13 all. Plocky to serve here for Northwest as they move from right to left. Aurora from left to right here in game two along your radio dial. Senior night. The Vikings don't have a whole lot of home duels this year. Here in Pius, and Coach Rose said, I didn't want to wait for the last match of the year. Serve across. Teal gets a good look, and she's wide. Taylor Teal tried to go angle, and out of bounds it goes. 14-13, Northwest back on top. Plocky, by far the leading server here in this match, will go again. Fires this one deep into the corner. Aurora with gross hands just barely keeps it alive. It's passed over. Free ball here for the Vikings. They try to go quick to the outside, and it's driven across by Brown. Dig made by Richters. Now Teal will slap it across, and the dig made by Carlini. From the back row, Sorhan unleashes a kill. Erin Sorhan with her team high, sixth kill. Northwest 15, and Aurora 13. Plocky with her ninth point from the service line so far in this match. Looking for number 10. And that passes off the mark near the Northwest student section. They can't get it back over. Four in a row, Northwest. Time out, Aurora. The opening set went to Northwest 25-20. They've scored four in a row to take a 16-13 lead over the Huskies. And we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Other volleyball action tonight. Gothenburg, Minden, and Axtell getting together for a triangular. Minden winning both matches in two. And in the other one, Gothenburg beat Axtell in three sets. Here out of the Aurora timeout, Northwest will serve it away. And an attack error by Aurora makes it five in a row for the Northwest Vikings on the serve of Katie Plocky. This is where they pulled away in game one. 25-20 Northwest in game one. They lead 17-13 in game two. Plocky moving it around, takes it at Taylor Teal. The set by Penner. Fake Teal, go left side, and Olsen will get her first kill of the second set. Side out Huskies. And checking back into the front row will be Schneider. And back to serve it away will be Allison Penner. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island Aurora, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from Rosencrantz Gym in this top 10 battle, high school state volleyball action. As it's tipped across by Teal, dig out by Plocky, sets off the mark. Brown off her back foot, just rolls it across. Chance here for the Huskies. Right side attack, Olsen. Plocky digs it out, but it stays in the back row. Northwest standing spike again, driven across by Schleicher. And at the net, a joust, and Northwest is going to win it. It just crawled over the net, and it looked like Kieser got a fingertip on it to send it back to the Aurora side. And it's 18-14. Coach Rose off the bench quickly for a bit of instruction. And to serve it away, Mackenzie Brown. Deep middle, picked up there by Richters. Set Teal. Here she comes from the middle, but it's deep but out of bounds. Teal at 6 foot can elevate over that double block. And also can put sometimes too much on it, trying to drive it down. Brown to serve. 19-14 Vikes trying to go up 2-0. And the serve mishit. Service error. That is the sixth service error for Northwest in this game, and Aurora has four. Back to serve it away, Taylor Teal, who again has been fairly quiet, only four kills so far in the match. Serves it at Sorehand, right back to Aaron, blocked up front that time by Schneider. Northwest digs, Sorehand again, tips it over the double block, Penner with the dig. Aurora plays outside, Hickson rolls it over the left side into the corner to Carlini, back set. And the near side attack is wide by Schleicher. And a point for the Huskies. So through all this, they're still within three. And Teal picks up her first service point of the evening. 19-16 Northwest. Aurora trying to claw back in it. They were down in game one. Cut it to one. And the next thing you knew, they were down seven. Strong serve over to Carlini. Short set, Sorehand shoves it into the far corner. And in the net, called on the follow-through on Northwest. They'll say that Sorehand, when she came down, clipped the tape. And it's 19-17. And a timeout by Grand Island Northwest, their first of the night. Northwest won the opening set 25-20. They're up 19-17 in game two, but Aurora scored three in a row. And we'll be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Northwest timeout, we're back to action. And Aurora on the offensive swing. They'll drive it across to the left wing from Hickson. Great dig out of the back row. Carlini, sore hand on the swing. Dug out Aurora, trying to stay out of the net, and they do. Tapped across again by Hickson. Chance here, though, for Sorhan. She'll half it across to the back row. Teal with the dig. Short set, and Aurora will dump it across for the point. Alex Schneider just her second kill, but she was on point there with her setter. And they were able to work that quickly to throw Northwest off 19-18. Aurora looking for five in a row now to tie it up. And Teal tries a little more jump serve and puts it into the net. Sometimes they just can't help themselves. 20-18, Northwest. Back into the front row, Alyssa Martin. And now in to serve is Allie Beckman. 5'10 junior will check in for the first time. And Beckman hit the tape, pops into the air, and it will not go over. So Aurora gets the ball right back. And Northwest will bring the libero back in. But they did sub out that time for Keezer, so they did go with a different server, but it didn't make any difference. That's four straight errors from that spot. Olsen to serve for Aurora. Picked up Brown, overpass, slapped once, right back to Aurora. The Huskies set back row for Teal. She'll take the big swing far corner, and it's in. Taylor Teal off the set of Alex Schneider, and we are tied at 20 here in game two. Each team does have a timeout remaining. Serving it away is Logan Olsen again. Aurora trying to get the lead here late in game two. Olsen serve in the net. It has continued to be the exact opposite of the opening set, which was played very crisply. Numerous service errors. We counted 10. That's got to be 13 now in this game. And back to serve it away and getting it across will be Burnham for Northwest. From the middle will be floated across by Hickson. Stays in the back row with Carlini. Back row attack. Brown got a good swing on it. It's returned into the net. Give her the kill. Mackenzie Brown got a great angle from about 16 feet off the net. And Burnham to serve at 22-20 Northwest. Deep middle to Teal. Good pass, Penner. Short set and Nachtigal will drive it home. Off the quick. Ashton Nachtigal with her third kill. 21-20. Aurora to serve it away. Bethany Wilson, Northwest won the opener 25-20. Aurora trying to scratch out game two. And a good strong serve on the near side to Sorhan. They set middle. Here's the attack by Martin, and nobody's home in a one slot. Give that kill to Alyssa Martin, her third. 23-21 Northwest. And now back to serve it away for the first time will be Audra Cooksley. Cooksley to serve it away. Deep and an important game, too. Floats it right down the right line. It's in, though, to Teal. Short set, Nachtigal again. Big swing down and good. So all of a sudden, the senior Ashton Nachtigal has been brought back to play. 23-22 again. This is the 13th match of the year for Northwest. They've only dropped two sets. One of them was to Aurora. And serving it away for the Huskies, Callie Hickson. Strong serve, mishandled to the back row, but they will get it up and rolled over by Brown. Great job by Northwest to turn a great serve into a point. And a timeout by Aurora. It'll be their final timeout. When we come back, it's game point Northwest. They're up 24-22, set two.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium, it is going to be game point coming up for Grand Island Northwest, trying to go up 2-0 over Aurora. here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us. This is a best of five. So even if Northwest can close it out here on this serve, we've got at least one more set of volleyball action for you. Then Thursday, we'll be down the road at Elm Creek with SEM and Loomis for an FKC. And then next Tuesday, Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. But right now, it's Carlini to serve it away for Northwest. Game point. Angelica clipped the net. Across it comes, and it's returned somehow by Aurora. Overpass at the net and dunked down. But Aurora was in the net. Aurora was in the net, and Coach Lois Hickson saying they were first. That was a wild scramble at the end just to get the ball back over, and Captain Taylor Teal wants an explanation, but it looked like Aurora did hit the net on the way down, and that makes it 25-22. Northwest will go up 2-0 after winning the first set 25-20 over 11-2 Aurora. We'll come back and look at the numbers right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And let's take a look at the numbers we had from game number two. Starting with Aurora, I had Ashley Richters with two service points. One was an ace. Taylor Teal had three service points and three kills. Kylie Hickson had one service point and one kill. Alex Schneider had a kill. Allison Penner had a kill. Logan Olson had two service points and a kill. And Ashton Nachtigall had two kills. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for Aurora. For Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had one service point and three kills. Kenzie Burnham had a service point. Katie Plocky had five service points. One was an ace, one kill. Alyssa Martin had two kills. Mackenzie Brown had a service point and four kills. Kennedy Keezer, one kill. 11 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve as Northwest takes game two, 25-22 from Aurora. And they're up 2-0 here on Classic Hits. Back with the third set after this timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Thanks to the many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Rocky Allman and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Kearney Catholic has defeated Wood River tonight in four sets. That just winding up down at the Eagles Gym. Here it's 25-20, 25-22, Northwest over Aurora. And as we start the third set, Northwest will serve it away with Kenzie Burnham. Aurora lets it go, and it is just off the back line. And Aurora will pick up the first point for the first time tonight. And Bethany Wilson will come in to serve it away. Wilson's serve clips the net. Picked up there, Sorhan, but lifted above the net. Northwest can't get it out of the net. That's going to be good enough for an ace in our book. And it's 2-0. So Aurora up two for the first time tonight. And they would love to get off to a good start here. Get themselves some confidence. They've been playing from behind all night. Sorhan on the attack. Dugout back row by Teal. Set outside for Hickson. Goes to the opposite wing. Sorhan digs it, but it stays there in the back row. Aaron from the 10-foot line will rifle it across. Teal digs, dumped across there by Penner. Right back over by Plocky, but Aurora's ready for it. To the outside, Hickson, and she'll send it wide. Point, Northwest, they're on the board here in game three. 2-1. Aurora. Northwest, of course, has their big tournament coming up on Saturday, as you heard Coach say in our pregame. They've got some good teams coming in. Sorhan ready to serve it away, and Aaron's going to drop it inside the back line for an ace. That is her second of the night, 2-2. Northwest will play Columbus Scotus in their pool, number one in C1. Omaha Gross also coming in as the serve this time goes into the net. Scutt coming in. So an ace, then an error for Sorhan, and Aurora gets the ball back, leading it 3-2. And to serve it away will be Hickson, and she sends it deep and out of bounds. 3-3, and back in Kennedy Keyes into the front row here for the Northwest Lady Vikes. And serving it away will be Angelica Carlini. And Carlini knocks that one right down the middle, picked up there by Gross Hands to the right side. The swing is going to be picked up into the rafters. What a save by Keyser off the attack. Noctigal back to Aurora. Noctigal again. Blocked. Keyser. And Brown. So just when it looked like Aurora was going to pick up the point, Northwest picks it out of the rafters and keeps it on their side. Carlini to serve again. 4-3. Northwest now has taken the lead, but then the serve about 10 feet deep and back over to Aurora. Man, the first set was fairly clean. Each team had a couple 3 service errors, and then that second set, it just went nuts. And I'll tell you about the number here in a minute, but to serve it away for Aurora is Richters as Northwest keeps it out of their net, and then Plucky will set it into the back corner for her 5th kill. Aurora last game had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 service errors, and Northwest had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 service errors. Here it's 5-4 Northwest, but Aurora with the Northwest with the serve, Aurora with the free ball back. Keyser middle attack into the net, 4 hits, and Aurora will pick up the point. 5-5. Back to serve it away for the Huskies will be the setter, Allison Penner. Penner, 322 assists coming in. She handles all unless you can't get to them as Brown tips it across. Dug out there by Olson. Set back row for Hickson. Softly gets it across to Sorhan. Now Brown for Northwest will drive it across. Dug out by Richter. Back set right side. Olson from off the net. She takes the tip for the kill. Here's a tip for you. Block it stronger. 6-5. Aurora back on top by 1. And Penner to serve again, looking for 2 in a row. That one a little stronger and too strong, out of bounds. 6-6, game 3. Northwest is up 2 games to none. And Mackenzie Brown to serve it away. Brown from the middle of the service area takes a little extra time. 1 step and sends it deep and out of bounds. And not because Aurora didn't want to play it. They looked at each other and went, I thought you were taking it, and they got lucky. It was about a foot deep. So back over to the Huskies. Already the 4th service error of this game for Northwest, and it's only 7-6. Teal with that little jump serve across to Carlini. Set to the outside, Sorhan, and off the swing from the left wing. She'll get the kill. 7 for Sorhan, 6 for Brown, 5 for Plocky. For Aurora, Teal 5, Olson and Noctigal each have 4. 7-7 here in game 3. And in to serve for the Lady Vikes will be Allie Beckman. Beckman's serve is deep and out of bounds. We might want to see if they put helium in that volleyball after the first set. Most of these serves deep, trying to be aggressive. We get that, but the serve percentage is not where you can play volleyball effectively. Olson, there's a good serve across, and Sorhan makes quick work of it. That's kind of the deal. If you do get a good serve across, both teams' offense is so good to turn it around in a quick kill, and they do it again there. 8-8, Northwest to serve. Kenzie Burnham will tow that service area. Throw the knuckleball under the far wing to Olson. Set it back to her in the back row. Logan drives it across, overpassed into the net, and it will be an Aurora kill. Olson with her 5th kill. 9-8 Huskies. They need to win this to stay alive. Northwest won the first two, 25-20 and 25-22. Bethany Wilson, who had an ace serve the last time she was back there, looks to get a point here. Knuckles it down the left side. Pass off the mark. Run down there by Burnham and knocked out of bounds. Point, Aurora, 10-8. So again, a nice serve there by Wilson. Got it all started. And Northwest with the air. Wilson sends that one a little more towards the middle of Carlini. Burnham sets it all the way to the other end. Plocky rolls it across. Dig made by Olson. Penner, short set middle. Nocticle tips it across. Picked up Sorehand. Back set Plocky. There's only a single block there. And driving it over is Katie Plocky. Her sixth kill. The double was a little late getting there. At a side out here, Northwest. Aaron Sorehand to serve. She's got a couple of ace serves tonight, including one last time she was back there. Looking to tie it up here in the third set. Sorehand's jump serve. Got a lot of spin on it. Northwest gets it over, but it's dumped right back down by the Aurora set of Allison Penner, and that one will find the floor. Just the second kill for Penner. And Aurora keeping the lead, 11-9. Kylie Hickson to serve it away here for the Huskies. Serves it in the left corner, Sorehand. Here's Plocky from the middle. She'll dunk it down, 11-10. Plocky can just get up there. She's got three kills in this game. And now it'll be Carlini to serve it away. Playing libero all night long for Northwest. Carlini's serve safely down the middle. Held there by Grosshand. Back set right side. Tipped across, knocked a goal, and she was able to catch them on their heels. And Ashton with her fifth kill. 12-10. So Aurora, not necessarily a lot of power lately, but they are moving the ball along that front line real well. And Richter's to serve it away. She'll serve it deep and out of bounds. Too strong from Ashley. And back in for Northwest will be Aaron Schleicher. And to serve it away will be Plocky. Back and forth we go. No one scored on their serves as we were back at 5-5. And another service error. And you can kind of tell now it is affected. You can see the heads drop. You can see the lip fall over the top of the other one. 13-11 Aurora. That is the sixth service error already in this game for Northwest. Serve Penner. Middle attack. Brown drives it across. Richter's with the dig. Here's Penner able to play it to the outside Teal. She's blocked up front by Kennedy Keyser. Northwest sets outside. There's Brown off the double block, and that will end the point. Mackenzie Brown with her seventh kill. Side out Northwest. Mackenzie had a good solid game too with four kills. Now Brown will go back and serve it away. Still playing catch up is Northwest. And Brown fires it across, passes off the mark, run down. Teal gets a good swing and finishes. Taylor Teal off the bump set from Penner. 14-12. Just rolling through the rotation here. And Teal to serve it away. Nobody can pull away. Northwest can't tie it up. Brown, back row, takes another good swing. Richter's with the dig. Penner sets back row. Olson, she's blocked. Sorehand and Keyser. And that'll bring it back over to the Vikings. Second block of the game for Keyser. And now she's going to stay in there to serve. Let's see if she just puts a basic one across. Yeah, she stays on her feet. Safe serve, good play. Got it in play. Middle attack, Aurora tries it back across. Keyser with a one arm to save it, but nobody gets it after that. Alex Schneider with the kill. So the fine line between the aggressive serve and the middle of the road safe serve, and Aurora is able to handle it and put it away. Olson to serve it up, 15-13. Logan. Left side, overpass, Sorehand, right back to the Huskies. They'll set it up. Quick to the right side, is driven through the double block, and good by Schneider. And it's 16-13, Aurora with their biggest lead of the match. See if Northwest wants to use the timeout. They're going to wait one more point, it looks like. And Olson into the net. So it ends up working out. Side out here for Northwest. And in to serve it away. At the top of that lineup is Burnham. Kenzie Burnham on her serves. 16 aces, second, third on the team. Holy Stairs gets that one across. Noctical on the attack. She's blocked up front. Plocky along Martin will close the deal. And it's a one-point game at 16-15. Burnham has picked up 1 point on her serve in each game. And would like to go to two right here and tie it up. Floats it deep middle to Teal. Pass off the mark, but Penner runs it down. Back row, Olsen. Big swing, but Carlini digs it out. Northwest dumps it across. It's overpassed and out of bounds. Point for the Vikes and Kenzie Burnham. First point from that setter position. She's also back there serving. And three in a row by Northwest ties it at 16. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Northwest for the lead. To Teal. Pass to Penner. Outside. Here comes Hickson. And dunked it down and got the kill. Hickson with the point. Everybody was looking around. It looked like the ball landed out of bounds, but they said it hit one of the Northwest players. And it's 17-16 Aurora. I think it was the right call. It was just unusual because that ball went straight down. And for Aurora, it will be Bethany Wilson to serve it away. To the back row it goes. Tipped across there by Northwest. Free ball here for Aurora. Hickson again. She'll go off the single block. Dug out Brown back row. Sorhan off the back foot. Finds the near side corner for her third kill of the game and ninth of the match. 17-17, third set. Northwest took the first two, 25-20 and 25-22. Northwest 12-0, Aurora 11-2 with one of those losses to the Huskies. A 2-1, or to the Vikings, excuse me, a 2-1 match in Beatrice. Sorhan's jump serve finds the net. And Aurora now with a one-point lead at 18-17. Kylie Hickson to serve. Half step and fires, far wing to Brown, set to the middle. Plocky up, ball down. Katie Plocky, her eighth kill. The efficiency of Northwest is way better here in the second set. And it is probably for Aurora as well. That second set was just something you don't want to watch again. As the serve is into the net for Northwest. And they continue to give points away. That is eight service errors. Eight service errors by Northwest. And Aurora's taking advantage. Back set Plocky. She'll slap it over up there by Gross Hands. Slide, Teal right side through the double block, and Taylor will get her seventh kill of the night. They've done a very good job, Northwest has, on Teal. But now Aurora's up 20-18 in game three. They need it to force a game four. Northwest up 2-0 here on Classic Hits.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank. For a better life, for you and your family.
Back to work, back to play, back to life. That's the goal of Grand Island Physical Therapy. With 25 years in business and over 100 years of combined experience, GIPT is the largest rehab provider in central Nebraska. Their specialized therapists work with all parts of the body and all diagnoses. Great people, great service, great results. Grand Island Physical Therapy, online at GrandIslandPT.com.
It's Richter's to serve for Aurora out of the Northwest timeout. Off the back foot, floated across by Brown. Free ball above the net, and Keezer will drop it down for her third kill. And Kennedy will get the ball back for Northwest. Katie Plocky will serve it away. Aurora 20, Northwest 19 in the third set. Northwest is up 2-0, but they have eight service errors in this third set. Plocky to serve. That is safely in the middle. Pass up to Penner. Short set close to the net. Teal's blocked by Brown. Picked back up by the Huskies. This time it's Olsen. She'll float it down the left side to Plocky. Northwest sets it to the middle. Keyser standing spike. Rolls it off the single block. Great job by Olsen. And it's taken quickly back over to Northwest. Now Brown's got an opening. Dug out there by Richter. Slide. Teal. Aurora. Near corner. There's Carlini getting underneath it. That pancake dig picks it up. And slapped down the right side out of bounds by Schleicher. Point Aurora. Northwest just can't get caught up and take the lead. They did tie it, but now they're down 21-19. Allison Penner to serve for Aurora, trying to avoid the sweep. Down the middle to Carlini. Plocky sets Brown in the middle, rolls it over the double block. Northwest timid there. Set to the outside, Teal. Teal unloads. Carlini with a dig. Stays the back row. Plocky to Brown for the 10-foot line. Goes on the angle. Dug out there by Richters. Back set Olson from the right side, and she's wide into the bench of Northwest. Side out Vikings. Mackenzie Brown to serve it away. Brown just 2 points all night from her serve. And again, the important thing right now is just make sure you're getting them in. When they do, Aurora's taking care of it, but eight errors. And this one safely into Richters. Here's the high set. Olson on the outside. Elevates, drives it across. Brown returned it across, and it landed on the line. A lucky break for Northwest. It was a great attack there by Aurora, and it was just simply overpassed and landed about 2 feet over the net, right on the line, and Aurora will call the timeout. Mackenzie Brown gets the kill, gets the point on serve, and it's 21-all here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
You're listening to Top 10 High School Volleyball Action on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Aurora, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Grand Island Northwest is up 2-0 on Aurora, and they have just tied Game 3, 21 apiece. Mackenzie Brown serving for the Vikes. Each team has one timeout left at 21-all. Brown serves left side, overpass, free ball. Kennedy Keyser hit the tape, and that popped it up. Teal was able to keep it alive, and Aurora will return, but it's a free ball. Plocky shoves it into the back corner, run down by Hickson. Both teams out of system. Right side attack, clip the net, comes across the Northwest. Plocky sets outside, Sorhan rolls it over. Now we're back under control. Here's Taylor Teal on the attack, dug out back middle by Brown. Set to Sorhan on the outside, lost it to the back row. Hickson kept it up. It's nearly off the floor. Teal's able to get it across the net. Plocky short set, Keyser slaps it into the back row. Overpass, free ball, dumped down by Northwest. And Erin Schleicher, her second kill. A lot of free balls floating back and forth, and Northwest has scored three in a row, 22-21. Don't forget, whenever the end of the match occurs, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coach interview, stay with us. Serve across Brown, overpass by Richters. Northwest has to play it normally, and Sorhan will get the kill on the near side. Erin Sorhan with her match-high 10th kill, and Aurora, I believe Coach Hickson's going to use her final timeout. So just when it looked like the Huskies might force a fourth game, now they're down 23-21. Can they get it back? We'll find out after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
High school volleyball action right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Grand Island Northwest 2 points away from a sweep, but they've had to come back to do it. And it's not over yet. Can Aurora get the ball? 23-21. Mackenzie Brown looking for four in a row at the service line. Across to Richters. That's passed to Penner. They go to the middle. Teal. The All-Stater is dug out by Brown. Plocky sets outside. Sorhan, big swing up to the back row. And in the net is going to be called. No, wait a minute. In the net's going to be called on Aurora. In the net is going to be called on Aurora, or a back row attack. The down official has something here. And Coach Hickson says, so be it. And now Coach Hickson thought they were going to get a replay. And she wants an explanation from our young official. He's trying to tell the coach that she had been across the line here. And now Taylor Teal wants an explanation. So everything's been pretty smooth all night long. Tough place to get a break in the action here. As the point, and now, of course, the officials will discuss what the call was. It will be match point in favor of Northwest. As the down official trying to demonstrate what exactly happened, now they have to make sure that it actually was a back row player that stepped across the line. And, of course, the experienced up row official wants to make sure that her younger counterpart has the call right. Thursday night, more volleyball from Elm Creek as SCM and Loomis are in for a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. Friday night football, Ravenna at Centura here on Classic Hits. Blue Hill and Southern Valley on the breeze, 94.5 FM, Kearney Catholic and Central City on ESPN 1460. And they have decided to replay the point. They are going to replay the point here after the long discussion. And so 23-21, that means Brown has to get another serve in here, and Aurora still needs to get this volleyball back. So we're set for the replay. Brown, good strong serve, picked up by Hickson. Penner back set, Teal right side of the attack, blocked, but out of bounds. And Taylor Teal will get her third kill of the game, eighth of the match, and the Huskies get the important side out. 23-22 Northwest. Teal now in a back row to serve, trying to tie things up deep in game three. Taylor serves right down the middle to Carlini. Plocky runs it down, sets Sorhan, rolls it across, and it's down for match point. Sorhan with her fifth of the game, 11th of the match. 24-22 Northwest. And back to serve it away, Kennedy Keiser. She's had some problems tonight, but got the last one in. Match point Northwest. And Keiser with the safe serve from deep off the back line across to Richter's overpassed into the net. It is flicked over. Free ball here for Northwest. Plocky sets Sorhan, unloads down and good, and Northwest remains undefeated. And they do it in straight sets here tonight. 25-20, 25-22, and 25-22. Aurora falls to 11-3 with two of those losses to Northwest. And the Vikings improve to 13-0 with another stiff challenge coming up this Saturday at their own tournament, while Aurora is hosting their own tournament this weekend as well. We'll hear from the coach and give you all the final stats on the Musco Sports postgame show coming up after this break on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Northwest, where the Vikings win it in straight sets over Aurora, 25-20, 25-22, and 25-22. It is time now for the Musco Sports postgame show, keeping you geared up for games for years, and will continue to do so for all the athletes and schools in the state of Nebraska from their storefront in Ord. A great selection to choose from, so be sure to get your game on at Musco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you played. Some earlier action tonight, Grand Island swept Columbus. Kearney Catholic, a four-set winner over Wood River. We also know that Minden beat Axtell and Gothenburg in straight sets, and Gothenburg beat Axtell in three. Some of the action we heard from earlier tonight. In that third set for Aurora, Ashley Richters had one service point. Taylor Teal had 3 kills. Bethany Wilson, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Kylie Hickson had 2 kills. Alex Schneider had 2 kills. Allison Penner had a service point and a kill. Logan Olson, a service point and 2 kills. And Ashton Noctegal had 1 kill in the match. We're going to get a chance now to catch up with the head coach of the Northwest Lady Vikes in Diane Rose, as their team improves to 13-0 on the season. And, Coach, congratulations.
I don't really know what to say. I'm not sure congratulations is in order, but it's a weird game. I don't even know what to say. It's a weird game of volleyball, and you know, bottom line is we won in 3 against a really good team, and we fought through some ugly stuff tonight. But and they missed a lot of serves too, so that helped us. But when it came down to important points right there at the end of the match, you know, we still did it. We still got it done. So. Senior night, a little bit of a distraction, some of that, a little bit of emotion, but I'm not going to blame that at all. It's just, we got to figure out how to handle that better. It's just, I think we were a little too pumped up and we just didn't know how to deal with it or something. I'm not sure.
I thought you guys actually, the first set might have been the best set. Third set finished strong, but boy, that second set, nobody wants to watch that tape at all ever again, you guys or Coach Hickson. I mean, have you had any stretches so far this year where the serving has been like that?
No. I don't even know a nice way to say that. We've had 6 or 7 matches all together that we haven't missed that many serves. So we've got to figure that out. And that's something we need to work on. We know we got a couple high-risk servers, but it wasn't pretty tonight.
What was the key then coming back late in the match here so that you didn't have to go to a fourth set and then maybe let Aurora get some of the momentum? What turned it around late?
Well, I don't really want to say what I said during that one timeout because I just said, you know, it doesn't do us any good to get the ball back anyway. We're just going to miss our serve. So why don't we just give them 5 straight points and let's just throw it in and let's work for the fourth game. And they just looked at me like, what? And I said, I'm serious. This is ridiculous. We're trading points, and you obviously don't really want to win that bad because you can't figure out how to handle the pressure. And I said, so let's just let them have 5 points. Let's go to the fourth game. And I don't know, right after that, they seemed like they wanted to play a little bit harder or something. I don't know.
I'm guessing you would be, or any coach would understand it a little bit more if you had 4 sophomores and a junior and a freshman out there, but that's not the case for your team. As you said, it's senior night. Everybody that you started tonight is a senior out there. So I'm guessing practice might be a little exciting tomorrow as you guys get ready for a big tournament Saturday.
There's no excuse for what they're serving tonight. And I'll take full blame for that. Either we haven't worked on it enough or we don't do enough pressure serving in practice. I'll take the blame, but I can't miss that many serves in practice all by myself. So we've got to have everybody figure that out and do a lot better job the next time, especially for this weekend. So
I'll let you go with this one. Outside of the serving, was there a spot that was there the silver lining for the ball club tonight besides winning in 3?
You know, I think we did a pretty good job of playing defense, and our hitters did a pretty – I don't think we had too many hitting errors. So luckily that was a bright spot. So the fact that we were pretty efficient at the net, and we took a lot of swings, and kids are in shape, and that made a difference. And we had a lot of shots, and I give Aurora a lot of credit. They made some – really, really good saves on some balls that they shouldn't, that should have went down, and they didn't. So, you know, it's what it is, and we're going to come back, and we're going to keep working, and I'm still proud of them, you know, and like I said, it's a 3-set game over a really good team, so I'll escape out of the gym with that, and I'll be okay with it. Not happy, but I'll be okay with it.
All right, Diane, thanks for coming up and chatting with us. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Doug.
That's Coach Diane Rose, head coach of the Northwest Vikings. They win it in straight sets, and we'll be back and take a look at more of the numbers and see if we can get a word with Coach Hickson right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Well, we ran down the numbers of the third set for Aurora. Ended up with 11 kills, which was the best of the night. No ace blocks, one ace serve. For Northwest, Aaron Sorhan had an ace serve and six kills in that set. Kenzie Burnham had two service points and a kill. Katie Plocky had an ace block and four kills. Slide down to Aaron Schleicher, who had one kill. Mackenzie Brown had three service points and two kills. Kennedy Kieser, one service point, two ace blocks and a kill. And Angelica Carlini had one service point. 15 kills, three ace blocks, one ace serve. The kills and the blocks were the best of any of the three sets. But as Coach Rose said, it took a while. That second set and then the start of the third just didn't have any flow because there were so many service errors by both teams. But Northwest wins the third set 25-22 to complete the sweep. We'll give you the cumulative numbers and get a quick word with Coach Lois Hickson of Aurora right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
For a better life, for you and your family.
Back to work, back to play, back to life. That's the goal of Grand Island Physical Therapy. With 25 years in business and over 100 years of combined experience, GIPT is the largest rehab provider in central Nebraska. Their specialized therapists work with all parts of the body and all diagnoses. Great people, great service, great results. Grand Island Physical Therapy, online at grandislandpt.com.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, Doug Duda with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Let's take a look at the cumulative final stats of our three-set victory for Northwest over Aurora tonight. We will start with the Huskies. The libero, Ashley Richters, from the service line tonight, I had her for 3 points. One of those was an ace. Taylor Teal, three service points, an ace block, did lead the team in kills, but only with eight tonight. Bethany Wilson, two service points. One was an ace. Kylie Hickson, three service points and five kills. Alex Schneider had four kills. Allison Penner, three service points, an ace block, and two kills. Logan Olson, four service points, five kills. And Ashton Noctigal also had five kills. 29 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. Aurora will fall to 11-3 on the season. And we will take a look at the numbers for Grand Island Northwest here in just a second as Coach Hickson has made her way up to our vantage point. We'll get a chance to get a couple comments from the head coach of the Aurora Huskies and Lois Hickson, whose team was balanced tonight, but kind of like Coach Rose said, the balance might not have all been in the great places. Coach, I suppose both of you are under the same impression that you could have definitely played a lot better tonight.
Yeah, you know, consistency and confidence is what we have built our whole season on, and tonight that consistency wasn't there for either team. I guess that's a credit to both teams that we, you know, we can take another opponent out of sync, but definitely you'd find a way to score 2 or 3 points in a row.
What was the biggest difference between the match tonight and the one you saw them early in the year at Beatrice?
You know, basically, you know, just serve and pass. And, you know, the first time we saw him, that was the key because it was the seventh game for both of us in a 3-day stretch. So we were both fresher tonight. So I am kind of surprised at both teams that all the serving errors and out of bounds plays that we didn't take advantage of.
Have you had this problem with the serving before this year, or was it aggressive? Because usually, I mean, I've done enough of this. I see one team go in the tank serving, the other team runs away with it. This was very unusual.
Yeah, definitely. No, serving's been a strength of ours. We're good ace servers. We're good aggressive servers. So yeah, this was kind of a mental breakdown for us, I think.
Also, we kind of asked Diane the same thing. Silver lining tonight would be what?
You know, when you lose, I think you go back to work a little harder in the gym, and definitely our girls have done that in past seasons, and so I see no difference here.
Saturday, you host a tournament as well. Who's all in it? What's the competition look like for you?
Yeah, we seeded it out. There's six teams, and on our side of the pool, we have Columbus Lakeview and Crete, and then there's Waverly and Omaha Concordia with Central City on that side.
So some definite good competition, and obviously you want to get to that championship because there's a couple of good teams on that other pool.
Yeah, I hope it gives us the confidence to put our game back together, first two matches of the day, and hopefully face Waverly in the final.
Okay, I'll bring this up, and then we'll let you out of here. Probably going to see Northwest, we know, for
for sure one more time, probably two at least. What happens the next time you guys meet? Can you take anything from this, or do you have to go back to the first one, or do you just hope that your team gets better and see what happens the next time around?
You know, I just think, you know, we've just got to be able to react faster. I don't think we need to go back to that first game. I think that one was, it was who could outlast each other. This was definitely, we were a fresher situation. You know, their home court, next time we see each other might be on a neutral court at the conference tournament. So I think that, you know, might have some mental advantages as well.
All right, Coach, thanks for giving us some time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That is Aurora Head Volleyball Coach Lois Hickson. Thanks for giving us the time. And they're 11-3, two losses to the defending state champions in Grand Island Northwest. We looked at Aurora's final numbers, so let's look at Northwest's final numbers. Here's what I had for Aaron Sorhan. Four service points, two of them were aces. She had a match-high 12 kills. Kenzie Burnham had four service points, one kill. Katie Plocky was the leading server tonight with 11 points, two of them aces. She had an ace block and eight kills. Alyssa Martin had three kills. Aaron Schleyer, an ace block, two kills. Mackenzie Brown, five service points, an ace block, eight kills. Kennedy Kieser, a service point, two ace blocks, three kills. And Angelica Carlini had three service points. 37 kills, five ace blocks, four ace serves. Northwest wins their 40th consecutive match to go to 13-0 on the season, number one in Class B, number two in the all-class rankings, with a 25-20, 25-22, and 25-22 victory. We'll take a quick final break and wrap it up after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, unofficially, 18 service errors tonight for Grand Island Northwest, 14 for Aurora, 32 total service errors in a three-set match. And it just made both coaches kind of shake their heads tonight with the tweener, as I guess you would, for both the ball clubs tonight. Not the way that they want to serve the ball, and they'll have to serve it much better in the competition that they will see on Saturday, and I'm sure they will. Rivalry matchup just down the road from each other. Both wanted it. Senior night here, and again, want to thank Rocky Allman and all the fine folks at Northwest for their hospitality. Final score tonight, 25-20, 25-22, and 25-22. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center for years. Now their storefront location in Ord, Nebraska, and they continue to serve all of the Tri-Cities in the state of Nebraska with the very best. You'll be better equipped for the games you play with Misco Sports. Coming up on Thursday, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Elm Creek with SEM and Loomis. Friday, high school football. It'll be Ravenna Centura here on Classic Hits in Kearney Catholic Central City on ESPN 1460. Next Tuesday, it's Kearney Catholic taking on Grand Island Central Catholic, the Stars, a four-set winner earlier tonight at Wood River. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Again, Northwest, a straight-set winner over Aurora here on Classic Hits.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.